This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America! That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know that yourself. Tell you, we all back in the studio now. We're straight from Market Week. ASD Market Week is the inventor lady herself. She's back behind Master Control in the studio. Welcome, Miss Rita, straight from the ASD Market Week. How you doing, Rita?
Oh, we're doing fine, kind of recovering, but holy cow, that didn't last very long because we have had more business calls and more of our inventors call and say, hey, I've got this guy calling me. What do I do? It was an amazing week. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you had some amazing interviews that we did from there, and we had a lot of great response when we aired it, and it was just a great time you had.
The buyers there, and it was funny because, you know, the inventors would say, but everybody here is a wholesaler. I said, you are a wholesaler. Oh, I didn't realize that. So it's like, no, wear that wholesaler, you know, hat because you are here. You're trying to sell your product to a buyer for a store that's going to be the retailer. So you are, in essence, the wholesaler. And it's like, oh, my God, I got so much to learn. And so, you know, we would get feedback on it and, you know, price points and interest and some really good ideas on some of the products that were, you know, patent pending. They had prototypes and, you know, the one set, and he's going to be on today, so I'm going to let him tell the story. But just amazing stuff. We had people there selling product. One of the other guys that's going to be on, he was trying to, you know, there was a lot of the final sales of products. They were, you know, getting rid of closeouts. They were doing their closeouts. So he was doing closeouts, but in the process of getting everything to me for his closeouts, he had a couple of other ones that he picked up from us that he wants to license. So it was just amazing. You know, ASD stands for Affordable Shopping Destination. I think that we should convince them to rename it America Stands Determined.
I like that. And I tell you, and this is the first time that we attended the show, right?
It is.
And we broadcast, yeah.
It is, and they were so wonderful to work with. Now, for anybody out there that's got a product, any kind of product, it was amazing, the variety of products they had. They've got another show coming up in August. We will not be going to that one, but as sponsors for the radio show, we told them that we would promote their August show, even though we won't be back until March. So, yes, yeah. They were wonderful. And, oh, people are serious when they go there, Michael. They're buyers. Yeah. They want to buy.
Yeah, they're not tire kickers.
Exactly, it's
they
not
don't kick them tires.
They're not. They're not just looky loos. They're just, you know, they're serious about buying. They've got stores. They've got retail. It was so exciting.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you're going to be in the studio next week for me because I'm going to hop that big bird and go to the National Hardware Show next week. So I'm going to be out there covering that again. And it's a time of year when we have to get out of that studio and Go check out the technologies and check out the technologies of the future, right, Rita?
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah. This is showtime. And for our inventors, I think one of the most important things that they learned is that face-to-face, everything is still face-to-face. Yeah, we can all do e-commerce, and you know, you can go and buy online and fill an order from the grocery store. But when you're trying to get a product out there, there is nothing that beats the eye-to-eye contact, shaking a hand, seeing their excitement over the new product. And that is what everybody said. It's like, oh, my God, it just would not have been the same if we had not been standing here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the show today.
So today we've got some follow-up to ASD, you know, next steps for two of the inventors, and then one is Kevin Cody with FLI Products. Like I said, he had us take products for him that were his closeouts, but he's looking at picking up some additional products now that were our inventors. And so there were a lot of things going on at that show. So we had one gentleman that was just there taking orders. He's going to be on first. Then we had another gentleman that had feedback for his product. He's looking at next steps. Should he manufacture? Is he just going to go into licensing? So everybody was there kind of with a little bit different tilt to their hat. And we learned a lot, enjoyed a lot with the people who were there. It was very educational for a lot of our inventors. So when, you know, when we say we literally signing people up for, you know, next year already for the March 2025, we are. People are saying, I want to be on the list. I want to go again. And the people that we had out there that filled in as sales staff were excellent.
Well, good. And I hope we get some of them exhibitors on the show in the future. I know we're going to be working on them and see if we can get some interviews from them, you know, that from the floor.
Well, our show next week, we're going to focus on, there was a lot of e-commerce going on that had a class for doing e-commerce, and it was 200 people from Amazon wanting to become Amazon sellers. Well, that's not necessarily who you want to use. Amazon is very predatory these days. So our expert next week is going to be selling on TikTok Shop. And okay. She's going to work with people on how do you go in and buy products there? Why is it a better platform? And then two of our inventors that are on are ones that are doing e-commerce right now. I know that Jenny Salimi, she's been on the show before, but she had her first wholesale sale ever. And wow. She was so excited. But she is using now, you know, some of the e-commerce, and we were, you know, hit pretty hard with Amazon, and everybody said, wait a minute, but it has become very predatory. There's a lot of fees involved for inventors, so there are other options, and that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, good. Well, I know we're going to keep putting it out there, and if you are, like you said, if you're thinking about an idea, or if you have a product, or regardless of which stage of the project you're in, give us a call, right? Because we
absolutely
can help you.
Absolutely.
I keep telling you, I hope we can get these entrepreneurs and inventors and all these brainchild people, and I hope we can get to them before they spend all their money. You know, they ain't got no money because they wasted. Because they wasted all their money.
Exactly. I had inventors coming up to me. I mean, we always did when we went to the National Hardware Show, have inventors come around. I didn't know that it would be the same way at ASD, but there were a ton of inventors who came up and said, can you help me? How do we get, you know, our product into the marketplace? Can I come with you next year? And ASD was very supportive of that being the innovation. There was no other innovative area at the show. And it's a three-floor show. It's huge. And so with us there now, is being the Innovation Award, and we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, where we'll have the people who won the Innovation Award on as the winners and be able to talk about their products. So, yay!
Right.
I hear the music!
All right! I got you trained, man! You're like
a
trained seal, man! You're like a trained seal!
Oh, woo, yes!
Woo, 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 woo. That's the music!
I get to dance around and eat some Cajun food. Yay!
Yeah, I tell you. All right, if you just join us, we are broadcasting back in the studios. This is Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America part of our show. You're listening to the Inventor Lady herself, along with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. What a duo. What a combination, I tell you. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests, our topics. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this segment of Invent America. We are talking right now to Chuck Vaughn. He went with us to ASD Market Week. His wife, Andrea, is the inventor of the Pet Traveler on Wheels, but she was not able to be there, so he went. Oh, Chuck, you were an amazing part of the team. Thank you so much for being there.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Tell our listeners about Pet Traveler on Wheels.
Well, this product came about as a result of some visits to a kennel that we go to fairly regularly. And the lady would ask us to put all the individual meals into a Ziploc bag, label it. And so last year we went away for about a week. And so we're carrying this satchel full of all these Ziploc bags. And it just got us thinking on our drive to South Carolina. It's like, there must be a better way. So that got the wheels turning.
Isn't that the mother of all invention? There must be a better way?
Yeah.
I hear that so often from inventors. It's like, well, I was doing this, and I figured there's got to be a better way.
And it evolved over time, but it over a couple of weeks of talking about it and being away from home, it gave us a chance to sort of think it through.
Excellent, excellent. So being at the show, you got a lot of feedback because you had, you know, the one really beautiful prototype, so it did show very well. People get it instantly. Almost everybody's got a dog or a cat, and everybody needs to have dog care, cat care come somewhere. So what did you learn? What were some of the suggestions that people gave you?
Well, there were a couple of design suggestions and things that I had thought about as well when Andrea and I were working on this in our basement. And but what we had to do for the prototype, of course, was to make something presentable to convey the idea right away, as you said. So I think the approach of materials would be a little different. So that was one suggestion or a couple of suggestions that we received for it. And one company in particular came up with some ideas that could improve upon what we had done. But they liked the idea very much, and we got a lot of positive feedback. I was very pleased with the responses we received.
Well, and for a lot of inventors, when you go to the show and you've got, you know, one or two prototypes, and there were several of you there who just had the prototypes in your hand, it gives you that opportunity to get some ideas, to get the feedback so that you say, oh, let's think about doing it this way. And then you're not so far along in the intellectual property that you cannot make changes to it, which is kind of where you guys are. You know, you can file a CIP. You can be able to say, all right, are we covered under this? Before you get into, you know, if you decide to do a short run manufacturing or you license it, and then the licensee looks at what you filed and they say, this isn't going to cover it. So you're at a good spot.
Yep, and I thought it was a good time for us. It was a bit of a rush to get it ready, but I think it all came together fairly well. And we got the responses that we were hoping for, I think, and hoped for. But I think there's going to be some good ideas for improvement, and definitely that'll be something we can incorporate if we need to do a CIP.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, I think primarily is to follow up with a couple of the companies that expressed some serious interest and at least curiosity about the product. And I think a licensing agreement would be probably preferred at this point in time. We don't have the resources to go out and manufacture on our own at this point, but you know, that's certainly one of the options.
Well, and that's, you know, when you talk about the resources, even for some inventors who do have the resources, there's a whole skill set that is involved. You know, manufacturing is a full-time job. All right, well, marketing is a full-time job. And, okay, so which one of those are you going to deal with. And, oh, yeah, marketing is different than selling, which is also a full-time job. And so when I get inventors and say, oh, I just want to start a company, well, are you going to be the CEO of the company or the chief marketing officer of the company or, you know, chief manufacturing officer of the company? Which one are you going to do and who are you going to fill in? Because they are all going to want a piece of you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that makes a lot of sense, too. And there's certain portions of that I think we would like to be involved with, perhaps, but it just sort of depends on how it all unfolds.
Well, and that's the fun part about, you know, going into licensing, a lot of times you get to pick the good parts to still participate in. You know, you're always in charge of the product design or any improvements. You can still go to shows and show the product, which is what most inventors want to do, is to be able to talk about it. I had one gentleman that licensed his product years ago, so he was going to get a royalty on everyone sold, but the company hired him to be a salesman as well, and they paid him to drive back across the country in his RV because it was an RV product. And so he was a happy duck. You know, he was getting ready to retire from his day job and started, you know, it's like, well, I plan on driving my RV across the country anyway, and now I get paid to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, a lot of inventors still get to participate. You can pick and choose. Some say, you know what, I want to go to the beach. Don't bother me. And so then there's others that say, no, I enjoy this, and I want to be part of it. One of the other ladies that did Disposal Genie years ago, she went to the trade shows and had a grand time selling the product, even though she had licensed it to Danco, who was putting it all in all the Home Depots and Lowe's in North America.
That's amazing. Yeah, it was a really well-run convention. Particularly, I appreciate the organization and effort that you had for the group that was there as well.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy it, and, you know, over the years, learned a lot of things the hard way about getting, you know, set up and how expensive it is, and it costs to breathe oxygen, almost. You know, it's like, oh, you get one badge, but you got to pay for the rest of them. Oh, yeah, you can hook up one device for lead retrieval, but you got to pay for all the rest of them. And it's like, holy cow, you just need to have an open bank account and a big credit card to keep getting things moving in the right direction.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You guys really did a good job on coordinating.
Well, thank you. And we're going again next year. So, you know, if you get to the point where you've got some of those made, or even if you're selling, we would love to have you again because you're an awesome part of the team. You might be able to convince your wife to come out, too. Leave
well,
early. Drive.
To do.
So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We have got our industry expert coming up in just a few minutes. Thank you for being with us. And stick by, because Kevin Cody has got a different perspective, because he had some closeouts there, and he was also going after some new products. So stick with us. We will be right back.